Okay, boys, now we have a bear, a camel, and an elephant. What other animals did we see at the zoo?
We saw hot dogs.
Nikki, I was thinking more of animals we didn't put mustard on.
What are you guys doing in here?
We let her be number.
I'm babysitting Nikki and Alex today, and we're making a collage of zoo animals. Miraculously, some have actually made it onto the paper.
Look, let's get this place cleaned up, okay? The woman from the Scholarship Foundation is coming over to interview me this afternoon. This could help pay for my college, so you and the zoo crew, skidoo.
Boy, for scholarships for cranky state, she's a lock.
Maybe she needs a nap.
Hey, boo-boo. Clear the track. Joey's back. Yes! Super Bowl Sunday, my favorite day of the year. Huh, just an hour till kickoff time. I've only missed 6 hours of the pregame show.
Joey, turn the TV off.
You know something, Deej? I just got off the road playing comedy clubs, and I gotta tell you, that is the funniest thing I've heard all week.
What I mean is, can't you watch the Super Bowl in your own room? I'm using the living room for my scholarship interview.
You're not gonna watch the Super Bowl? Your dad and Aunt Becky have their first shot on national TV doing the behind-the-scenes reports.
I know. Uncle Jesse's taping it for me so I can watch it later. Joey, please.
Oh, brother. You know, it's a good thing I put new batteries in my Bullwinkle TV. You get great reception on those antlers.
Thank you.
Oh, hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, Joey, I'm glad you're back. The kid's gonna be here any minute.
Kids, I'm not watching the Super Bowl with a bunch of kids. That Bullwinkle TV is only so big, Jess.
He comes to take my science club on a field trip today.
I did?
Yeah, we both did, months ago, remember?
Oh, Jess. I didn't realize we were supposed to take him on Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, don't worry about it. I'm taping it. That way we can fast forward through all the boring junk and just watch Becky and Danny.
Boring junk? You mean the game?
Mm-hmm.
Just no way. I can't watch sports on tape. It's like how you can't watch Viva Las Vegas unless you're eating a deep-fried peanut butter and banana sandwich.
Oh, yeah, I see your point
there.
Come on, guys, you promised.
Yeah, she's right. We did promise. So drop the remote, zip up your coat. We're going to the museum. Come on.
Oh, Jess, wait a minute, please. Can't you just take the kids by yourself?
Right, yeah, these knee-nibbling, ankle-biting rug rats by myself, I think not. Stop touching the merchandise.
You guys are late.
Like it's our fault. Derek's mom won't get the minivan over the stupid speed limit.
Mother's driving record is blemish-free, and she intends to keep it that way. Thank you very much.
I heard the museum has a new super powerful telescope.
If it's anything like my dad's telescope, all you can see is a bunch of stewardesses lying around a swimming pool.
Well, on that disturbing insight into your home life, Aaron, I think it's time to hit the road. Come on.
Wait a second. I can't believe nobody wants to watch the most important football game of the year.
Joey, don't try to weasel out of this.
Yeah, Joey, this is a no-weasel zone. Now, we promised these kids an afternoon of science and fun, and gosh darn it, that's what we're going to deliver. I mean, look at these innocent faces. See them? Well, most of them.
Well, what if there was a way where the kids could learn science and I could have fun? So you see, kids, this place is filled with science. It's just like a museum.
No, it's not. It's Weeb Sports Grill, a pleasant alternative to your wife.
Let's blow this pop stand.
Yeah!
Now, kids. Now, we said we'd give them the benefit of the doubt, and that's exactly what we're going to do. Where's the science, Mr. Wizard?
Why, it's right under your noses. Take this pool table, for example. Newton's Law of Billiards. You see, the amount of force upon impact has a direct relationship to the distance an object will travel. And that, my friends, is science.
That, my friend, is a scratch.
All right, you know what? You suckered us long enough. You, me, the kids, we're all going to the science
meeting. Wait a sec, Jess. Come on, the game's gonna start any minute. Can't you just watch the kids for 3 hours?
But Joey, give it up, man. They don't want to be here.
All right. Kids, do you want to play free games for the next 3 hours?
Yeah!
See, they want to be here.
Okay, I don't want to be here.
Jess, come on, please. I'll never ask for another favor again. I promise.
I'll never have to tape Muppet Babies for you again?
Never.
And when you have a bad dream at night...
From now on, I'll holler out Danny's name. Come on, Jess, please.
I will get more sleep.
Great. All right, kids, you want to play some games?
Yeah!
Let's go! Hey, Weeb, give me 40 bucks in quarters.
Jess, can I have 40 bucks?
All right.
Change for 40.
Great. Now, you watch the kids, I'll watch the game.
All right.
You are the king.
Hey, check out the babe on the pregame show.
Hi, I'm Danny Tanner.
And I'm Rebecca Donaldson.
Hey, that's no babe, that's my wife.
We're here on special assignment at the Super Bowl. When there's a break in the action and you don't have to go to the bathroom, we're going to take you on an eye-opening journey behind the scenes.
That's right, Danny. Right behind this door is the control room for Joe Robbie Stadium's state-of-the-art scoreboard.
That's right, Becky, and we're going to go inside and give you an exclusive peek at what makes this computerized marvel tick. Who would have thought such a sophisticated piece of machinery could be run by a simple mop?
Well, Danny, that doesn't seem to be the correct door now, does it?
No, it doesn't, Becky. I believe the correct door would be down that car door where I suggested we go to in the first place.
Well, Danny, I have a suggestion where you can go, but first, let's go back to Al, Dan, and Frank.
Oh, terrific job, Beck. You see, when she smiles, she lights up a whole... Where are the sweaty football guys? Bring on the football guys, the guys that throw the ball. Yes, what?
Jesse, this whole trip is totally bogus.
Michelle, but Joey's obsessed with this football stuff. I mean, you think I want to be here with a bunch of loudmouth, pea-brain, know-it-all jocks who could take this pool cue and turn me into a Jess kebab? Michelle, run along. You don't want to be pretty.
Michelle, what is the probability of our science club actually doing something science-related?
Yeah, let's do something scientific. Besides, we're out of quarters.
Let's ask your Uncle Slick for more.
Now might not be a good time.
Gentlemen, I hate to bother you, but I seem to be losing all feeling below my hairline. Oh, good, that's better. Thanks, good, yeah, thanks. Hey, Joey, remind me to kill you later.
Yeah, kill me later. Great, Jess, sure.
Idiot.
There's nobody watching this TV. Let's turn it to the Science Channel.
It's 27. I memorized the entire cable lineup.
Oh, here's the remote.
Here we go. It's kickoff time.
Hey. It's high kick into the wind, and it will be taken at the goal line.
Anything in nature more fascinating than the making of the
many of the elements. Hey! Who turned the channel?
Yeah, who turned the channel? I want to thank him. Thank you.
It's those kids.
That's interesting. This remote seems to control all the TVs.
Get that remote! Yeah.
No thanks.
I pass. Come and get it, fun boys!
Get that little whippersnapper. Just get it back. Get it back. All right, okay. No harm done. All right, I'll get the remote. It's just a little kickoff mischief, that's all. Just help me, okay?
Sorry, you had a piece of a lint on one of your neck rolls. I got it. It's fine, I got it.
Just help me get it behind here, all right?
Yeah, well, there it is.
I think I'm gonna ask them to kill you first. That way I'll be able to watch. On the plus side, I found the remote. Just think these batteries or something. Here, you try.
My biggest day of the year, and you guys wrecked the TVs. I'm ruined.
Weeby, please, it's okay, Weeby. It's just a silly game.
Silly game. I broke 11 bones playing that silly game.
Wow, was it painful?
I don't know. They weren't mine.
They weren't yours. No, I wish I had more insurance.
Hey, since you guys can't watch the game, maybe you'd like to come to the Science Museum with us.
That's a real good idea, sweetheart. Now we can stuff and mount these clowns.
No mounting.
I have an idea.
You do? He does. He's got an idea.
Yes, I do.
Deej, hi. How'd your interview go?
I don't know. I haven't had it yet. The woman from the scholarship fund called. She's going to be late.
Ooh, late. Late is bad.
Turn on the tubes! Watercress sandwiches, just like Mom's.
Hey, what's the matter with you?
Deej, don't disturb them while they're feeding.
Joey, who are these people?
Well, they're here because they want to see the game, and I want to see the rest of my life.
Some field trip.
Hey, what are you guys doing back so soon?
Ask her. She promised us the museum, but all we've seen is a lot of wet bar change. But this is my idea of a fun day.
I believe the blame rests squarely upon the shoulders of our adult chaperones.
Yeah, don't blame me. I was just trying to help out football brain over there.
But Jesse, we've got to learn something. After all, the motto of our science club is, we've got to learn something.
And I will teach you something. All right, I mean, after all, you guys are kids. I'm a grown-up. I should know more than you.
But you don't.
Well, I know your parents would have a lot more spending money if you were in a crate on your way to Siberia.
Why don't you teach them to climb the stairs, okay? My interviewer's gonna be here any minute. Please, keep them up there. Keep them occupied. And Joey, get these people into the kitchen.
DJ, are you out of your mind? There's no TV in there. What are we gonna watch, the freezer?
Okay, our collage has antelopes and zebras. Can you guys think of any other animals that travel in packs?
No. I mean, yes. Who are they?
Joey brought some friends over to play.
Man, look, it's that clown again.
Thanks for the second chance, guys.
That's no clown, that's my dad.
Well, as you can see, we finally found the scoreboard, and it's clearly marked authorized personnel only.
Which is exactly what we are. So why don't we take an authorized peek inside, Danny?
This is exciting. Well, I guess we're not as authorized as we thought we were. So while we straighten this out, why don't we throw it back to you, Al, Frank, and Dan.
I thought you got clearance.
Your job was clearance. I made the dinner reservations.
Uh-oh.
That joker's your dad?
No. See, you guys fell for the old that's my dad routine. Better watch your all. Get your nose. Oh, look, there it is. You lovable lugs are just too darn easy. Yeah. Okay, boys, let's go upstairs.
That was your dad.
Shh. That was also your mom.
So you see, kids, it's simple science, okay? I mean, if you get the proper pH balance in your shampoo, when you get to this stage, you see, your scalp should be, what, Derek?
Tingling like pins and needles.
Precisely. Okay, always use the fingertips to massage in the shampoo, never the butt of the hand, you see? Fingertips, yes, butt, Derek?
No.
Correct. This concludes our little scientific presentation. Kids, what have you learned today?
That Joey's the smart one. At least he's watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah, who cares how split and split?
Today's shot. Let's go downstairs and watch the game. We can watch Derek shampoo anytime.
Well, kids, if I can stress anything, it's condition. It really is. Condition.
Where's the TV? And all those guys with no lives.
Uncle Jesse, you're supposed to keep him busy upstairs.
I tried, but kids these days, you know, they'll spend 2-3 hours on their homework, but you try to spend 5 minutes on proper scalp maintenance, and they look at you like you're some kind of nut. That's the look.
Uncle Jesse, please, she's going to be here any minute.
What am I supposed to do with them?
Take them into the kitchen.
All right, come on, kids, you little beauty school dropouts, follow me into the kitchen right this way.
I seem to have been left high and not quite dry.
Out, come on, out.
Sit down.
Out.
Hey, there's a lady up there with a briefcase.
That's my interview. Out. Everybody out. Out. Joe, get him out.
All right. I know the drill. Road trip. Let's go.
Come on. Listen again. Let's go on.
Norma Bedrosian.
Hi, I'm DJ Tanner.
I parked in back, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Would you excuse me for just 1 second? Shut up! Sorry, I just had to clear my throat there. Please, have a seat.
Thank you. You know, we at the Scholarship Foundation are interested in people who are serious about their academic careers.
Oh, you and me both.
A lot of students go off to school and think that college is just one big party.
Oh, no, not me. I don't even think about partying. I don't even know anyone who parties. Deej, there you are. Why didn't you tell me you were having a wild party? Do I know you? Oh, you must be the scholarship babe. Hey. If you've got any extra bucks, throw a little cash my way. I'm gonna graduate, magna cum and get her.
Who is this young woman?
Oh, I'm DJ's best pal. We're inseparable. We belong together, like Spam and Tang.
Spam out. Out, out.
See ya, Tang.
Miss Tanner, is it possible there's a Super Bowl party going on in there?
No, I don't think so. Yes, but it's not my party. I don't like football at all. I'd much rather study. Football is just so barbaric and stupid and pointless.
What a shame, because I love football.
As do I. You didn't let me finish.
If my car hadn't broken down, I'd be watching the game right now. Let's cut to the chase, Miss Tanner. Your grades are excellent. Your essay was superlative. You got the scholarship.
Mrs. Bedrosian, thank you.
I'm sure you'll make us all very proud, dear. Now to the game.
Right.
Nacho cheese. You gotta love it. Any room in here for another football fan?
No!
What are you guys doing here? Why aren't you at Weebs?
Because of Beavis and Butthead here.
Hey, don't blame Beavis. It's all Butthead's fault.
Okay, come on. It didn't work out so bad. It's a great game and everyone's having fun.
Yeah, right. He's
not
known for an
extremely strong arm, but for a rookie, not everyone.
I'll get it.
Yeah, I'll go.
Excuse me. I'll go with you. I'll stay and watch the rest of the game.
Hey, Michelle. Hey, listen, you and I have to have a little talk, okay? I'm sorry. I know you're a little disappointed about not going to the Science Museum today.
A little disappointed? I was a little disappointed when they stopped making the McRib. Right now, I'm a lot disappointed.
Okay, a lot disappointed. Okay, I can deal with that. All right. I know. Michelle, sometimes things don't always work out the way you planned. You're just going to have to learn how to handle that. Do you understand, sweetheart?
I think so. Like if someone want to watch the Super Bowl but promised to do something else, they should learn how to handle that.
Ooh, this little lesson just took an unexpected turn. Yeah, I guess I was a little selfish, huh?
I guess so.
Boy, I ruined your day. I ruined everyone's day just because I was obsessed about a silly old football game.
I don't get it. What's the big deal with the Super Bowl?
Well, it's exciting. It's fun. It's the biggest day of aerosol cheese consumption in the world. But that's no excuse. The most important thing is keeping a promise. And I apologize, Michelle. I'm sorry. Hey, look, let's forget about the Super Bowl. If we hurry, we can get over to the museum and learn about the atom and still have time to make fun of Einstein's hair.
Thanks, Joey. But I think it's too late. Maybe we can go next week.
Deal.
Early in the morning?
Sure, why not?
For the whole day?
Till they throw us out.
Good. I think we understand each other now.
I think so.
But later tonight, I want you to think about our little talk.
I'll be thinking. Oh, boy, that sounded like a big play.
Well, it is the Super Bowl. What are we waiting for?
Let's go. Come on. It's a Super Bowl.